Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to Hizb ut-Tahrir's English podcast. Press release. With increase in road accidents, when care is absent and replaced by blaming and deflecting blame. Translated. On Wednesday, November 5th, 2025, a horrific traffic accident occurred on Al-Arqub Road in Shukra District, Abyan Governorate, southern Yemen, which resulted in the burning of a public transport bus that was on its way to Aden, coming from the city of Jeddah, belonging to Saqr al-Hijaz Company, and carrying 42 passengers. The accident occurred when the bus collided with another vehicle due to the narrowness and poor road condition. Regrettably, the absence of fire extinguishers causing the fire to rage for 4 continuous hours and preventing passengers from escaping the bus. As a result of this tragic accident, the joy of 17 families of the deceased was extinguished. Their happiness was replaced by sorrow, and the ululations of joy at their arrival were replaced by tears for the profound loss of their loved ones who had come to visit them. The hearts of 7 families were broken upon seeing their relatives injured and burned in hospital beds. What drove these victims to endure the hardships of travel and pain of separation from their families was the dire need in a country where care has deteriorated and its people are forced to work far away. This is because the country's wealth goes to disbeliever colonizers in London and Washington, where their children enjoy it, while Muslims in Yemen live in misery and wretchedness. Official authorities didn't arrive until 10 a.m., 7 hours after the accident. What kind of caretakers are these? The authorities disclaimed responsibility for the accident, offering various excuses and blaming the victims for speeding, negligence while driving, dangerous overtaking, and driving against the flow of traffic. To appease public opinion, Rashad Al-Alimi, in 2 phone calls with the governor of Abyan and the minister of health, issued feeble directives to assist the victims' families, facilitate the transfer of critical cases to hospitals for treatment, conduct regular maintenance on public roads, and enhance traffic safety measures to reduce the recurrence of accidents. 2 parties share responsibility for this disaster in its occurrence. The first is the bus company, which failed to provide safety equipment on its fleet and neglected its maintenance obligations. The negligence led to the bus catching fire before the collision, according to a survivor who spoke after being taken to the hospital. The second is the presidential council, due to its poor oversight, including inaccurate road widening and maintenance, and the lack of first aid facilities on the main road. Road accidents in Yemen claim lives year-round. Official data indicates that traffic accidents in the presidential council's areas of control resulted in 64 deaths and over 290 injuries last month alone. Had this particular accident not been so horrific and not shrouded in secrecy like previous ones, it would have gone unnoticed. The rule of Islam is entirely different from the rule of today. The commander of the faithful, Umar ibn al-Khattab, may Allah be pleased with him, said, "If a mule were to stumble in Iraq, I would fear that Allah would question me about it. Why did you not pave the road for it, O Umar?" We have never seen worse rulers than these Yemeni rulers. They are thieves and lackeys of the Kafir colonizers in every sense of the word. There is not a single home in this afflicted country that has not suffered from their evil and depravity. How wretched are their deeds? O our people, people of faith and wisdom, how long will your suffering continue while you remain silent and inactive in the face of a regime that is indifferent to your hardships and the calamities and disasters that befall you? Why don't you join hands and work with Hizb ut-Tahrir to uproot this regime, cast it into oblivion, and replace it with the second Khilafah al-Rashida, rightly guided caliphate, established according to the methodology of the prophethood? Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir in Wilaya Yemen. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.